Ma om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Shastaya Bhutalaya Shimate Bhakti Vidata Swamati Namaya Namaste Saraswate Devi Gurvani Pucharani Namo Vishesha Shandivari Vastya Chade Sitarane Chai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gaura Bhakti Vinaya Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Krishna
Svagarandhanasarakaya Chakshu Honmiridhavim Prasvaishi Guru Enama Ukamparoti Vachu Bambu Nangaya Tiyagari Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shigurum Jintarama Nama Om Vishnu Pudaya Krishna Vristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Pani Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesharshan Yavani Paspachade Sitarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirvedi Gadadhar Shivasani Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama I'd like to thank you all for giving me this opportunity to be with you today.
那我要感谢大家给我这个机会，今天能够跟大家在一起。
It is not an opportunity I get to take advantage of so often.
这个 not.
This is not an opportunity.
这个不是我经常能够得到的机会。
I don't visit Taiwan so frequently.
我不是那么经常的来拜访台湾。
So I'm grateful that you've all come here and give me this opportunity to share some of my experiences with chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
所以呢，我特别感谢大家能够今天来给我机会，让我跟大家分享一下这个做这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的这种冥想。
And some of the philosophy behind which gives it support to my ability to continue to chant.
而且呢，跟大家分享一下说，这么多年以来，我一直不断的能做这件事情啊，这个冥想，这个 mantra， 它背后的那些个世界观是什么
？I say that because really my only qualification for sitting here speaking to you is not so much that I'm a master of any sort.
那我呢，之所以这么说，就是说我今天能够坐在这里跟大家分享这些经验体验，并不是说我是什么大师，然后在这儿就跟大家分享。
Although I believe I've been introduced to you as a master.
尽管呢，我知道我被你介绍的说是大师。
But I'll present my understanding of that presentation.
那么我呢，就是把 这样的一种介绍，我呢，谈一谈我的这样的一个看法。
I used to hear an expression in my youth that if you've been around long enough, people give you respect.
那当然了，就是到处去啊，人们给你这样的一个尊重，啊，这样的体验。
So I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 47 years.
所以呢，跟大家聊一下，我呢已经做这样的一个冥想47年了。
And I've been doing it continuously every day of my life for the last 47 years.
我呢，这47年来每天都做这样的事情。
So as I said, I would like to also present to you some of the philosophy behind my ability to continue to chant.
所以就像刚才我说的，我要跟大家分享一下，为什么这47年来我能够一直不断的做这件事，那个背后的那个知识啊，那个哲学是什么？
Because although the chanting itself gives one direct perception of the self.
尽管就是吟诵吟唱冥想这个 mantra， 让人能够开始越来越了解自己的那个真我。
And it reveals within the heart more of our actual eternal nature.
不断的发出这个声音震荡，可以让我们的内心慢慢就是揭示出来我们的原本的永恒的那个状态是什么。
Because the mantra is not a mundane sound vibration.
这个 mantra 这叫 mantra， 它不是一个普通的世俗的声音震荡。
One of the meanings of mantra means to deliver the mind.
那个 mantra 的其中的一个意思就是让心获得自由。
And in Bhagavad Gita, which is a book which I first came into contact with this philosophy of reading.
那么呢，就是有一部古老的经典叫《薄伽梵歌》，这个也是我走上这条路读的第一本书。
One verse hit a very deep impression on me.
啊，在这部古老的典籍里头，有一节诗给了我很深的印象。
That if one conquers his mind, it's his best friend.
啊，就是说一个人如果能够控制住自己的心，心就是我们最好的朋友。
One fails to conquer his mind, it's his worst enemy.
如果我们控制不了我们自己的内心，我们自己的内心就是我们最大的敌人。
It is something that's very difficult to conquer.
那当然了，内心是很难去征服的。
As Jana was explaining in her presentation of the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha mantra.
啊，就像刚才张老给你们介绍的，我们要做的这个 Hare Krishna。
That the mantra is not, or meditation is not meant simply to remove disturbing thoughts from within the mind.
啊，这个我们在做冥想的时候，做这样的声音冥想的时候，不是光是把打扰我们的内心从心里头去除出去。
Although we very naturally and instinctively do just that.
嗯，尽管我们是很自然的。自己自觉自愿的自动的就这么做了。
Because nobody likes to suffer.
啊，因为没有人喜欢啊受苦。
Nobody likes to invite anxiety into their life.
啊，没有人希望说自己的生命当中老是有一种焦虑不安的那种东西。
Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, "What can I do to suffer today?"
没有人说早上起来一起来就是在写在笔记本上，今天我要做点什么让自己受苦啊。
These most sane people.
如果真要这么做的话，那脑子真不清楚了。
They won't think like that.
啊，就是只要是理智清醒的人，他不会这么想的。
But nonetheless, the mind makes so many plans and ideas.For how to become peaceful.
但是呢，不管怎么样，我们的内心始终一天到晚都在想，想着怎么制定什么样的计划，做点什么事情，让我们能够感到平静。
But without invitation, many disturbing elements appear in our lives.
但是，尽管我们并没有邀请所有这些个不幸啊、苦难啊来到我们生活当中，但是他们就自动到来了。
So instinctively, we try to remove those.
所以呢，那我们就最后就变得说，要把这些东西从我们的生活当中给它去除掉。
It's instinctively because it's natural to be happy. It's not.Natural to suffer.
嗯，所以这个是很自然的事情啊，就是我们寻找快乐，想要感受快乐的体验是很自然的。没有人说要去感受什么痛苦。
So an immediate instinct is to be happy, is to remove disturbances.
嗯，所以说我们为了让自己能够重新变得快乐起来，我们要做的就是哦，要赶快的把那些个。打扰我们的那些东西给它去除掉。
And we may be successful for some time.
那当然了，如果我们做的话，我们可能有一段时间挺有成效的。
We may try to calm the mind.
我们也许努力的让我们的心变得啊平静下来。
And intellectually adjust how the disturbances are really not so relevant. And I'll try to diminish them.
啊，然后呢，我们从我们的理智的层面上就知道说，哦，这些个打扰其实说句实话，跟我们本来不是那么的有关系啊，我们就不要那么受影响。从我们的理智的层面上，我们会这么想。
This is an expression in English. I don't know if it's translatable, but to make a mountain out of a molehill. To make a mountain out of a small little hill.
好，就是英文里头有一句话，他说不知道我们能不能翻译成中文，就是把那个大高山把它变成一个小小的山丘。
那
么 small hill
相反的概念
啊，把小就是 把小的 make the mountain
to make a mountain out of something that's very like
okay 也就是说就是我他想说的实际上就是我们的内心在做什么事情呢我们总是把特别小的事情无限的放大翻译成中文就这样就翻就行了
you got it?
yes not directly translated but this is some Chinese saying I said, translate like this, it's okay.
So we may intellectually adjust and say, hey, I'm just making a big thing out of nothing.
所以呢在所谓的理智的层面上我们就会想说嗨其实这没什么大事是我自己把它给搞大了。
And we may, it may carry us through for some time and all of a sudden surfaces again.
那也许我们就是这样说服了自己一段时间但是突然一下又不行。
We become tense.
我们又开始就是特别的紧张特别有压力了
anxious
然后又开始焦虑
headache
头疼
and the natural thing is I, whatever I did before let me try to do it again
然后呢自然的反应就是说我前面怎么让自己平静下来了我再做一遍
and then we try to make that a regular practice
然后呢就试图把这个变成一个有规律的练习
We'll try to remember, what did I do? What did I do?
How, 然后我们就试试对对对当时我是怎么想来着我是怎么想然后后来我就平静下来的我们就会这么样的去努力
we become desperate. How was I thinking so I became peaceful last time? Try to do it again.
当我们那么焦虑的时候然后我们就开始特别渴望说赶快回忆起来我当时我是做了什么了我能够体验到那个那一段时间的平静要不然我再做一遍但是你就会发现还是烦恼又升起来了
So meditation certainly it is helpful to remove to attempt to remove with our intelligence those thoughts which are disturbance to ourselves
那当然了做这个冥想呢就是说它是可以让我们打扰我们的心的这些东西把它给它去除掉
But that is notTranscendental meditation.
但是我们其他的在别的地方体验过的那样的那种冥想它不是一种超然的冥想状态
Transcendental meditation means to be able to go beyond that level of rational existence.
那么这种超然的冥想是什么呢就是透过这样的冥想让我们能够真正的提升起来超越所有那种相对性的那种
to go beyond the experimental stages of trying to rationalize how to make my anxieties less
那种超然的冥想就是超越说一天到晚我得想点什么小技巧然后让我自己怎么能够变得平静下来
meditation actually means to fix one's consciousness on transcendence
所以说冥想呢实际上就是把自己的内心专注在超然的内容上
another verse thatattracted me from Bhagavad Gita
所以我现在又想起来就是《薄伽梵歌》这部古老的经典智慧里头有另外一节诗说
states that for one who is not connected to the Supreme
说如果一个人不跟至尊者相连
he cannot have either a controlled mind nor steady intelligence
他这种人如果不跟至尊者相连他既没有平静的内心也没有真正的智慧
Without which there cannot be any possibility of peace
那么如果没有这种状态的话一个人的内心是不可能真正的平静的
And how can there be any happiness without peace?
而没有平静哪来的快乐呢
It was another profound verse thatintrigued me when I first became introduced to the philosophy behind the chanting.
所以这个就是当我在介绍我们在做这样的一种梵音冥想的时候我在介绍那个时候我就想起了这件事。
It was, for me, when I first became introduced to it, it was something to...I could connect to.
那么对我来说生命当中一开始别人给我介绍说也是这节诗一下子就让我感觉到跟我可以有一种连结感
Because I lived a very experimental life as youth
啊，因为呢，我在这个青年的时候的那个生命的体验啊，是
experimenting in different ways to become peaceful。
啊，也就是当我那个时候在青年的时候，我一直希望就是体验怎么能够让自己变得平静。
Didn't work。
啊，但是呢，当时就是没有那个什么方法能让我真正的平静下来。
I tried。
我真的努力过了。
I tried really hard。
我真的是特别这个认真、特别辛苦的努力过了。
Didn't work。
但是呢，不起作用。
I'm still trying。
我到现在我还在试呢。
Something's working。
啊，那但是呢，有的已经开始起作用了。
And because something's working, it's a natural inclination of, if something's working, then go ahead, continue.
嗯，我们就是这个样子。当我们试着用不同的方法努力的时候，当有一种方法哎真的起作用的时候，很自然我们的反应就是，那我们继续用这个方法，继续努力。
There's another expression in English, although I think this one will be easy to translate. It will be easy to translate. Take my word. Go ahead.
他说接下来他还有一个英文的一种说法，但是他觉得应该是比较好翻译。
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
那个就是说，如果没有破碎的话，就不用去加固它。
Easy to understand.
这个是很容易理解的。
If it's working, then go ahead, do it.
所以也就是说，那个方法一旦它是起作用的，那么就继续用这个方法去努力。
So I have to confess, because I was very much into experimenting as a youth.
所以呢，我要必须要跟大家说，因为我在青少年的那个时候，我是特别的要去做体验。
I experimented with chanting Hare Krishna.
所以我就最后体验了用这种冥想 Hare Krishna mantra 的方法。
And as I said, I've been doing it for 47 years.
啊，也就是像我说的，一旦我用这个方法做了以后，我就一直不断的，一直做了47年。
And I do it every day.
我呢，每天都做这样的冥想。
I try to remove myself from external distractions.
啊，我呢，努力的透过这么做，让自己不受外界的打扰。
And focus on the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra.
然后让自己专注于这个 Hare Krishna 的声音震荡的这个。
I do that by myself.
那么我呢，不仅仅是自己这么做。
And we do it also with others together, collectively.
我们还跟大家一起集体的这么做。
As we did just a little while ago when I was chanting and you were following.
就像刚才我们做的这样，我呢领唱，然后大家来重复。
So this is a form of mantra meditation.
所以这个刚才大家体验到这个方法，就是这个叫做 mantra 冥想的方法。
Which means to fix the consciousness on a transcendental sound.
意思是什么呢？就是把我们所有的注意力专注在超然的声音震荡上。
A sound which has no connection to anything of this temporary, mundane, physical world.
那个声音震荡跟我们现在的这个所经验到的世俗的短暂的而且充满了痛苦的这种世俗世界没有任何关系。
And although it may be vibrated with a mundane physical tongue,
尽管我是用我的世俗的这个肉体的这个舌头在发出这个声音震荡。
And it may be heard through a mundane physical ear.
啊，然后我们呢是用我们的这个世俗的肉的这个耳朵在听这个声音震荡。
Because it is not a mundane sound vibration.
但是由于这个声音震荡不是世俗的声音震荡。
The vibration enters into the ear, and it goes into the heart.
那这样的声音震荡就透过我们的耳道进入到我们的内心。
And it actually comes in contact with ourself.
进入到我们的内心以后，就跟我们的那个真正的生命力自我触碰上了。
Which is also not a mundane physical self.
而我们现在在谈的那个生命力真我，不是现在的这样的一个世俗的我。
Body is temporary and it's physical.
我们现在有的这个肉身啊，它是短暂的。
But the self is that spiritual substance which animates the body.
但是呢，实际上是那个充满了生命力的灵性的自我，才让这个肉身活起来。
Even in our use of grammar, language.
甚至就在我们用的我们的语言的语法里面
，We don't say I hand，
我们就不会说我手
，Say it's my hand，
我们会说是我的手
，Hand belongs to me，
也就是说这只手是属于我的
，It's not I head，
也没说我头
，It's my head，
是说我的头
，It's a head that belongs to me。
是这个头属于我的。
In fact, I one time did an experiment with my stepfather.
啊，事实上呢，有一次我跟我的养父啊，就有了一段对话。
He experimented too.
也是挺有这种体验的那种感觉。
And I was saying these exact same things to him.
我当时是把同样的一段话跟他说了。
That the body and the self within the body are different.
说，我跟他说，我们现在有的这个肉身和住在这个身体里头的自我是不一样的。
And I gave him the example of these grammatical usages.
啊，然后呢，我就给了他刚才的这样的一种啊例子。
And I said to him, "Will you do an experiment with me?"
啊。
Will you do an experiment with me?
啊，你要不要跟我一起来体验呢？
So he said, sure.
他说没问题。
So I said to him, point to your head.
啊，然后我就跟他说，那指一指你的头。
He passed. He did this.
所以他当时就这么做了。啊。
I said, point to your arm.
那指一指你的手。
And he also passed that.
啊，他又通过了考试，又过了。
Pointed to his arm. He said, "Point to your foot."
然后呢，说你再指一下你的脚。
Pointed to his foot.
他又指了一下自己的脚。
I said, "Point to your chest."
那说再指出你的那个胸膛在哪。
Pointed to his chest.
所以就这个指到指他的胸膛。
And I said, "Now point to yourself."
然后现在。指一指你自己。
And he did the same thing.
他就又做了同样的一个动作。
I said, I thought that's your chest.
然后我就跟他说，那不是你的胸吗？
Why are you pointing there?
你为什么指这儿啊？
He said, because that's me.
他说这就我呀。
I said, no, that's your chest.
我说这不是，这是你的胸膛。
Why are you going there?
你为什么要指这儿？
And I didn't. Very simple, logical.
就是我用非常简单的符合逻辑的方法。
I said, now point to yourself.
所以我现在就跟他说，我就跟他说，现在指一指你自己。
And he couldn't understand why he pointed here.
他就没搞不明白他为什么自然而然的就指这儿了。
And he didn't want to be embarrassed because he didn't want to go there again.
啊，但是呢，当又让他再指一遍的时候，他不想让自己变得尴尬，所以他就不想再指这儿了。
So he put his left hand on his foot and his right hand on his head.
啊，所以他就把他的右手放在头上，把左手放在脚上了。It's me.
I said, he said all of it.
啊，然后他就说，这所有的都是我。
I said, no, but that's your head and that's your foot.
我说那不是，那个是你的头，那是你的脚。
He couldn't go any further.
他就没办法再往下去。
He walked out of the room.
对吧？他走出房间去了。
So, even grammatically, in our use of language, we refer to different parts of the body as belonging to me.
尽管就是我从我们自己的语言上来说，我们在讲话的时候，我们会说身体的不同的部位是属于我的。
But the real fundamental, substantial question that really needs to be asked for spiritual life is, who am I?
但是最终的最实质性的最基础性的问题，我们必须要问的就是，我究竟是谁？
Spiritual life actually begins with that fundamental question.
灵性的生活是从这个最基本的问题开始的。
Because I don't know who I am.
因为我其实不知道我是谁。
How can I make myself happy?
啊，如果我都不知道我自己是谁的话，我怎么能够让自己快乐呢？
It's a major dilemma.
这是一个非常大的一个冲突。
So as we said, transcendental sound vibration.
所以呢，就像我们刚才说的，超然的声音震荡。
It enters. It can be vibrated with the physical tongue.
虽然我们用我们的这个嘴巴在发出震荡。
It can be heard through a physical ear.
虽然我们用我们的这个肉身的耳朵在听。
But because the sound vibration has no connection to anything of this physical world.
但是由于这个声音震荡本身，它不是我们所在的这个世界里面的声音震荡。
It enters into the ear.
所以呢，当这样的声音震荡进入到我们的耳朵里。
And as we said, it goes to the heart, but that's physical too.
当我们说它进入我们的内心的时候，其实我们那个内心也是一个物理性的。
But why does it go to the heart?
但是它为什么去到心中呢？
Because that's where I am.
因为那就是我所居住的地方。
I, the I, who possesses the heart, the hand, the head, the foot, is situated within, is the self situated within the heart.
也就是说，那个拥有心、内心、拥有头啊、手啊、脚的那个我，他居住在内心的那个位置上。
And another verse from Bhagavad Gita.
那在这部古老的智慧典籍《薄伽梵歌》里头有另外一节诗说
，Which I also found very profound.
我觉得这节诗也是非常有意思的。
Which also had an impact on why I decided to continue.
也是最后让我读了以后决定我为什么要每天一直不断地做这样的一种梵音的冥想。
It states that as the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age.
那一节诗里就说了，居住在这个身体里面的灵魂，它经历童年、青年和老年的变化，身体的变化。
That soul similarly passes into another body at the time of death.
正如它居住在这个身体里，经历身体的童年、青年和老年的变化，同样的道理，当这个身体死期到了以后，它就会离开这个身体。到另外一个身体里去。
The Sanskrit states, "Dhiras tatra namuyati." Dhiras tatra namuyati.
所以呢，梵文就是
"Dhiras tatra namuyati." One who's dhira.
也就是说，那个是 dhira 的那个人。
He's not bewildered by that change.
也就是那个真我，他不会被这样的一种变化所迷惑。
What does it mean to be dhira?
那个 dhira 的意思是什么呢？梵文
dhira means to know who I am.
那个梵文 dhira 的意思是说我知道我自己是谁。
A person is dhira is somebody who knows how to be self-satisfied.
一个了解自己真正是谁的人，他可以让自己获得自我的满足。
It's a science.
这个实际上是一门科学。
It's a spiritual science.
这是一门灵性的科学。
A spiritual science, how to be self-satisfied.
就是说如何让自我能够得到真正满足的这么一门灵性的科学。
Because a self-satisfied person can be peaceful.
因为一个内心自己就是满足的人， 他自然就是平静的。
And how can there be any happiness without peace?
那经典里说了，一个人如果没有平静的话，他怎么可能体验快乐呢？
It's a mystery for those who don't understand spiritual science.
所以呢，这个道理对于那些个不了解灵性科学的人来说，这个是非常神秘的东西。
But it can be understood to those who experiment in spiritual science.
但是呢，对于那些个真正的了解灵性科学的人来说，他是完全可以体验到这种状态的。
That's what is chanting Hare Krishna is. It's an experiment in spiritual science.
所以呢，我们坐在这里一起冥想、吟诵、吟唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra， 实际上就是在做那种灵性科学的实验体验。
Just like we may go into the laboratory and we put certain chemicals together and to produce a certain result under certain conditions.
正如呢，我们进入实验室，然后用不同的器皿呐、一些物质啊，然后就是把它组合，再做实验。
Generally, when we successful to produce the elements and to produce the result, then our professor will come over to us and say.Very good, did a good job.
一般的情况下，你像我们在学校里学化学的时候，进入实验室，然后我们按照那个教授给我们说的方法，先放什么东西，再放什么东西，然后最后颜色变成什么样，就变成了一个什么物质。我们如果真的就是一步一步做完了以后，得到这个结果的话，那个教授就会来拍拍我们的肩膀说，做得挺不错的。
I studied chemistry in college. I know.
他说他在这个学校大学里的学院里头学的就是这化学。
I didn't like it.
他一点都不喜欢，他不喜欢。
I didn't get too far.
他最后没学多少。
It was one experiment that I gave up.
这个是这种实验到最后是他是放弃了。
But spiritual science.
但是灵性的科学。
Means that you do the experiment.
也就是说，你要去做体验、试验。
Under certain conditions.
在一定的条件下做这个实验。
And you get a certain result.
然后接下来你就会得到特定的结果。
But instead of the professor coming and patting you on the back and saying, "Very good, very good."
但是呢，我们做这样的试验，不是说最后让。这个教授来跑到我们这儿来拍拍我们的肩膀，鼓励我们说啊，很好，很好。
You get the encouragement from within.
我们不用这样的方式来鼓励，我们是什么呢？我们是内心有了那种美好的体验以后，我们自己就得到了鼓励。
That's the difference.
这个是不一样的。
That encouragement from within is magical.
这种从内在的那种美好的体验，它是非常神奇的。
It's mystical.
是非常神奇的。
And when it happens within,
也就是说，内在会发生什么呢？
That you really feel confident that, yeah, this is working.
你如果有了这种美好的体验以后，你的内在就会说，哇，对了，你看这个方法真的就起作用了。
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
那个。相当不错哎，是比我想的要好多了。
We may not know how it worked.
也许我们不知道它到底是怎么样起作用的。
We may not be able to completely analyze what took place with that experiment.
我们也许没有办法一条一条分析说 ，OK， 刚才我有了这个美好的体验，第一步是什么，第二步是什么来着？我们可能做不到。
But it works.
但是它就是起作用了。
Just like a person, when a person eats.
这个就像一个人他吃东西。
Person has to ask, doesn't have to ask somebody else, does this taste good?
那个吃东西那个人不需要去问人家说，这个是不是尝起来很好吃啊？
When he eats, this tastes good.
当他拿起来就吃了的时候，他自己就知道了，就是挺好吃的。
When he, like a hungry person, when he eats with each bite.
饿的人，当他进食的时候，每咀嚼一口，每进食一口
，He doesn't have to ask somebody else, "Is my hunger going away?"
他不需要去问人家说，我要是吃的话，我是不是我的饿就会走了，就没了
He knows.
他知道。
With each bite, he knows.
他每每吃一口进去，他的那个饿的感觉就少一分，他都清楚。
And it, he may have fasted for a long time.
啊，也许呢，他断食了很久。
And with each bite, he's feeling some strength.
然后呢，当他开始进食的时候，他每进食一口，他的内在的力量就开始起来了。
It's a subjective experience, which is self-evident to the experimenter.
嗯，所以说在做这样的一种灵性的科学试验的时候，我们是在自己的身上在体验。
And it all happens within.
啊，所有发生的一切都是在我们的内在发生的。
Simply for the person who's willing to go on experimenting.
也唯一的就是什么呢？那个人他必须愿意说，我来继续做这个试验。
In order to witness the power, the transcendental power of this transcendental sound vibration.
啊，他为了能够见证这个超然的声音震荡所具有的超然的力量。
And how it acts.
啊，如何的在起作用？
I have a spiritual master. He used to use this expression.
嗯，他这个他说我有我的灵性导师，他就曾经这样说。
He said, when a child touches fire, the fire doesn't discriminate.
嗯，他说这个当一个小孩去接触火的时候，那个火是不管说你是小孩还是什么的。
Fire will burn.
这个火就会烧着这小孩。
Fire won't say this child doesn't know what fire is. I won't burn him.
啊，那个火他不会说啊，这小孩他不知道我这个火的这种状态，所以我就不烧他了。
Child touches, it burns.
啊，小孩如果去触碰火的话，他就会被烧到。
Similarly, we may not fully understand the potency of the transcendental sound vibration.
同样的道理，也许我们现在还不完全明白这个超然的声音震荡所具有的那个强大的力量。
But it'll last.
但是它这个声音震荡就会起作用。
Just like any experiment, certain conditions have to be there.
嗯，这就是像啊、这个不同的试验都会要有不同的条件啊。
Condition is the willingness to try.
那我们在我们自身做这个声音震荡的试验需要的条件是什么呢？就是要愿意去尝试。
That willingness has to come from ourselves.
也就是这种愿意尝试必须是发自我们内心的。
It has to spring forward from the self.
啊，这个实际上是我们的那个内在的自我发出来的。
That self that's within the heart.
啊，是那个住在心中的那个自我它发出来的。
And has to spring forward from the self saying, yes, I want.
也就是说那个居住在心中的那个真正的生命实体，他要说：“是的，我想要体验。”
Because that is a symptom of life.
因为这就是生命的表征。
The symptom of life is desire.
生命的征象是什么？就是要有愿望。
It's the very symptom of the self.
啊，这个自我，它的。表征是什么？从哪能看出来这个自我的存在？就是他要有愿望。
Sometimes people become frustrated by desires.
有的时候人们就会变得特别沮丧，因为自己有那么多的欲望。
And they try to become desireless.
所以他们就想要变得让自己越来越没有欲望，无欲。
It's just like the person who says, "I'm frustrated. So many thoughts in my mind. Let me make them."
啊，这个就像人说的，哎呀，我现在特别的沮丧，因为我这个脑子怎么那么乱呢？这个啊，万马奔腾的那个念头，最好让我就是把所有这些念头全都弄没了。
I want to become desireless.
啊，我呢想要变得无欲。
Doesn't mean less desires. It means no desire.
啊，他不是说减少欲望，他说的是没有欲望，无欲。
But it's the symptom of life.
但是欲望、愿望实际上是生命体的表现。
Desire, there's no life.
如果一个人连欲望都没有、愿望都没有了，那说明没生命力了。
And because by nature, we're desirous beings.
嗯，因为我们作为一个生命体，愿望是它的本性。
It's natural to want to be happy.
他自然而然的就是想变得快乐，想要感受快乐。
Nobody's saying, don't be happy.
没有人会说，哦，你不要快乐。
In fact, my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, used to say, chant and be happy.
事实上，我的灵性导师圣帕瓦德就说了，要吟诵吟唱，然后要变得快乐。
There was one book, actually it was a conversation between John Lennon and George Harrison.
嗯，有一本书，我们有个叫《吟唱吟诵变快乐》那本书，就是这个 Beatles 的四个人里面的那个约翰·兰侬和 George Harrison 的对话。
They were two of the most influential people when I was a young teenager.
这两个人是当我这个师叔年轻的时候是最有全世界最有影响力的人。
Very influential.
是非常有影响力。
Still influential.
到现在还是很有影响力。
Well, neither of them are neither of them are present right now.
但是呢，这两个人当然都过世了哈，但是还是很有影响力。
But in the conversation that they had with my spiritual master,
但是
there was this discussion, chant and be happy.
嗯，他们两个人跟我们的跟他的灵性导师的对话谈的就是。吟诵吟唱这个 mantra， 然后变得快乐。
Because being happy is a symptom of life.
因为变得快乐，这就是生命的征象。
Because desire is the symptom of life.
因为愿望、欲望其实都是生命的表现。
And as we said in the beginning, nobody desires to suffer.
啊，就像我们一开始说的是，没有人想要受苦。
Nobody thinks.How can I suffer today?
没有人会想说，我今天怎么才能让自己受苦呢？
So desire, how to deal with this desire?
所以，我们自然而然是有变得快乐的这种欲望。那我们怎么样的对待这样的愿望、欲望呢？
Desire must be dovetailed towards that which is transcendental.
嗯，也就是说，我们应该把我们的愿望、把我们的欲望跟超然的内容把它结合起来。
Much better than to try to get rid of desire because that's artificial.
用这种结合的方式，比试图努力的把自己所有的欲望都给搞没了，变成无欲那种状态要好多了。
Is to cultivate a desire.For that which is beyond this physical world.
啊，那就说我们应该去培养那样的愿望，让它可以这种愿望是能够超越这种物理性的这个世界。
You can call that which is beyond this physical world anything you want.
啊 ，you can.
You can call that which is beyond this physical
world. 啊，你实际上是可以，就是去啊呼唤。这种超越这个物理世界的所有的一切。
But beyond this physical world is a state of transcendence.
嗯，如果我们能够超越这个物理性的世界，这个世俗的世界，那个叫做超然的状态。
Which doesn't go through the constant transformations as everything in this world goes through.
啊，如果我们就是到了那样的一种状态的时候，我们不需要经历在这个物质物理的世界里头所经历的所有的那种变化。
This world, physical world, is going through constant transformation.
我们现在所在的这个物质世界、物理性的世界，它是什么呢？一直不断的在变化。
There's only one thing that doesn't change.
只有一件事是不变的，在这里。
The fact that this world is always changing.
什么呢？就是这个世界是无常的，这件事是不变的。
That doesn't change.
这个不变。
It's the very nature of this world.
这个世界的本质就是无常，一直在变化。
It's always changing.
一直在变化。
How to keep up with those changes?
那怎么样才能够去对待这些个一直不断在变的东西呢？
What makes me happy today may not make me happy tomorrow.
因为这个世界是无常的，因此今天让我快乐的事情，明天可能就会让我不快乐。
Because everything's changing.
因为所有的一切都在变嘛。
How many of you are still playing with the same toys you played with as a child?
啊，你们到现在为止有谁一直还在玩小时候玩过的玩具啊？
Of course. Sometimes the toys change.
啊，当然了，有的时候这个玩具一直不断在变。
There's another expression in English.
那在这个英文里头还有另外一种表达。
The difference between men and boys is the expense of their toys.
啊，就是这个成年男人和小男孩彼此之间的区别就是他们花他们的玩具不一样，
玩具的价格
不一样，价格不一样。
But things change.
但是这个世界里所有的一切都在变。
It's just simply the nature of this world. How to keep up with those changes?
所以说这个世界的本质就是无常的。那我们怎么能够说
？My spiritual master used to use a very simple analogy.
我的灵性导师经常会做一个特别简单的比喻。
He said, if you take a fish out of water and put it on the land.
说你把一条鱼从水里头拎出来，把它放在地上。
Then fish's natural habitation is in the water.
那鱼它的本性，它是在水里游，它才活得高兴。
It's how the fish lives in the water. It learns how to eat, learns how to breathe, learns how to live.
那个鱼一旦出生在水里，它就在水里学习如何吃、如何睡、如何生活。
Then you have to learn. It's natural.
它也不，甚至我们可以看到，小鱼连学都不用学，反正自然而然就会。
But if you take a fish out of the water and put it on the land.
但是如果你把一条鱼从水里头拿出来，然后放到地上。
The fish suffers because it's not in its natural environment.
那条鱼它就受苦了，因为它没有在自己原本的自然的生活状态里。
You may look at the suffering fish and think, what can I do for it?
那你也许看着这条不断的痛苦挣扎的鱼，心想说：“我能为它做点什么呢？”
Maybe I can give him a mattress to lie on.
也许我应该给他一个垫子，让他躺在上面。
Maybe I could do what I do. Maybe I'll give him a cigarette.
也许呢，我去让他做我做的事儿。哎，我抽烟嘛，我也让他抽抽烟。
Give him a television to watch.
或者给他看看电视。
Whatever you give the fish is not going to work.
你无论给那条鱼什么，你会发现那条鱼还是不断的痛苦挣扎。
Because the fish needs to be in the water.
因为鱼它需要生活在水里。
Similarly, we are spiritual beings.
同样的道理，我们是灵性的生命体。
Living in a very unnatural habitat.
现在我们生活在一个不符合我们灵性本质的一个环境里。
A physical world that's always changing.
也就是说，我们现在生活的这个环境就是所有的一切都是无常的。
And although we may try to satisfy the self through these physical experiences.
尽管我们不断的尝试怎么透过让自己这个肉体舒服啊，等等等等，然后让自己内在的自我能够满足。
There's still no satisfaction for the hankering soul who has desire.
但是我们会发现，怎么都不能够满足一直不断的那个真正的自我寻求快乐的那种愿望，我们满足不了。
It's temporary pleasure.
我们唯一能得到的就是一些短暂的开心呢、快乐。
We're not telling everybody to give up all these temporary pleasures.
我们现在并不是在告诉大家说你应该把所有的短暂的都快乐全部都放弃掉。
This is not our philosophy.
这个不是我们要给大家的知识。
I'll tell you the truth. If it was our philosophy, I probably wouldn't have stayed chanting Hare Krishna 47 years.
我跟大家说一个事实：如果我当时读这样的知识典籍的时候是这么说的，说你要放弃所有的快乐的话，我告诉大家，到现在我可能没有在这儿在唱 Hare Krishna.
Because I said there's a philosophy.That supports this chanting of Hare Krishna.
因为我说了，其实我能够这么长时间的做这件事，背后是有那个知识在支撑着我。
And the philosophy is give up all pleasures connected to this world. It isn't.
这个 后面的这个知识并没有说你应该把这个世界里面的所有的快乐全部都放弃掉。
The philosophy is to cultivate the desire.
那个知识在告诉我们的是应该不断地培养那样的一种愿望。
For a pleasure that is not connected to this world.
培养那什么愿望呢？就是我们应该去努力地去要品尝那个跟这个世界的没多大关系的那种快乐。
Just cultivate that desire.
你只要培养那样的愿望就可以了。
Everything else falls into place naturally.
只要我们开始培养这样的愿望的时候，我们就会发现我们的生命就都改变了，很多东西自动的就来到我们的生命当中了。
We don't have to sit and be distressed about.I have to give up so many things in this world.
我们不需要说坐在那儿，然后就特受打扰，就想说，哎呀，我必须要放弃这个世界里头所有的一切。
It's not our philosophy.
这个不是我们在谈的那个知识哲学。
It's not required to give up everything in this world because we're in this world.
我们本来就在这个世界里，所以那个知识并没有要求我们说把这个世界里的东西全都放掉。
And to that degree that we haven't cultivated the spiritual desire, we identify with this world.
我们因为现在还没有真正的培养起来那种愿望，说我们要品尝那种灵性的更高级的快乐，所以因为没有呢，还所以我们就总是跟这个世界里有的东西认同。
And because we identify with this world.
那由于我们去老是跟这个世界里头的一切粘连认同。
Naturally, there's still some attachment.
那么我们当然就很执着这世界里头的一切喽。
But the philosophy of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
但是呢，这个吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra， 我们在做的这个冥想，那个背后的知识告诉我们说。
It's not based on giving up.
告诉我，不是说让我们放弃这个世界里头的东西。
It's based on adding.
而是什么呢？告诉我们应该加进去一个内容。
Cultivating a spiritual desire.
也就是要开始培养、开发我们真正的那个灵性的愿望。
Because it's there.
因为它本来这个愿望就在这儿。
It's already there.
已经在这儿了。
It just needs to be brought out.
唯一需要的就把它给开启出来。
Just like wood has fire in it.
这就像什么呢？这就像木柴，木柴里面其实已经有火在里面了。
But it needs a catalyst.
但是唯一需要的就是怎么把那个火给它引出来。
You put fire next to the wood, fire comes out from the wood.
如果我们把这个火点这个木柴的话，你可以看木柴里头的火就出来了。
In the same way, spiritual desire is there within the heart.
同样的道理，那种灵性的愿望本来就在我们的内心当中。
But it needs to be brought out by association with that, which is spiritual.
但是呢，我们需要把它开启出来。我们怎么才能把它开启出来？我们就是需要跟那些有着这方面的灵性知识的人物。交往。
If you put an iron rod into fire,
如果我们把一块烙铁放在火里面，
Someone may say that's iron.
我们可能会说这不就是块铁吗？
But if you put it into fire,
但如果我们把这块铁放到火里面，
The longer it associates with fire,
这块铁跟火接触的时间越长，
It becomes just like fire.
它是不是就越来越变得像火了？
If you don't believe me, touch it.
好，如果你不信我说的，你去摸摸那块铁。
The longer it's in fire, it becomes just like fire.
把这块铁放到火里面足够长的时间，它就越来越变得具有火的性质。
Some may say, no, that's iron.
那也许我们还是继续坚持说，哎，那就是一块铁。
I say it's fire.
我说那是火。
Same thing.
同样的道理。
We have spiritual desire.
我们。有灵性的愿望欲望。
But the more we associate with spiritual sound vibration,
但是我们越是跟这个灵性的声音震荡接触的话，
we become spiritual.
我们就变得灵性化了。
And the symptom
而那个表征是什么呢？
Is that I start feeling some satisfaction.
表征就是表现就是，哎，我感觉到我越来越满足了那个内在。
The eye, not just the hand, the eyes, the head, the tongue. The eye.
啊，我说的是那个真我，而不是。我们指的这个什么头啊、手啊、眼睛，不是，是那个我。
This is the philosophy behind chanting Hare Krishna.
这个就是我们在做 Hare Krishna 这个 mantra 冥想后面的那个知识的。
It's the philosophy that builds the foundation so that we will go on chanting Hare Krishna.
嗯，也就是这样的知识。为我们打下了坚实的基础，让我们可以一直不断地做这样的冥想 ，Hare Krishna 冥想。
And when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra with a desire to associate with His transcendental sound vibration，
啊，当我们怀着这种我想要跟这样超然的声音震荡接触的这种愿望去。冥想这个 Hare Krishna mantra 的话
，Instead of the professor coming to pat us on the back and saying very very good, you did a good job。
嗯，我们呢就 continue your sentence that I can、yes。
We get that encouragement.
Yes， 对，所以如果我们一直不断的带着这样的一个愿望去做这样的冥想的话，我们的内心就会感到越来越满足，而用不着一个。教授来拍拍我们的肩膀说哦你做得不错不需要了。
So as I said in the very beginning, and I will end in just a couple of minutes.
就像我这个谈话就还有几分钟就结束了啊就像我一开始说的那样。
That I was introduced to you as a master, for whatever reason.
也不知道是什么原因他们就把我介绍给你们说我是大师。
But actually,I'm just here to serve all of you.
但是实际上，我只是到这儿来为大家服务的。
And I'm also here because I'm a servant of the person who gave me this mantra.
嗯，而且呢，我也是那个给了我、传给我这个 mantra 的那个人的一个啊仆人。
And because he asked me, make yourself happy and make others happy too.
然后呢，因为他。要求我说说你先让你自己快乐，然后你也让别人快乐。
I simply come here as his servant.
所以因为他给了我这个指示，因此我到这儿来就是来执行他的这一条命令。
I encourage all of you to please try chanting.
然后呢，我就鼓励大家说，请一起来吟唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra.
And see for yourself.
然后你自己体验一下。
If you don't get some spiritual experience.
好，看看你是不是可以得到一些个灵性的体验。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
What should we do for the rest of the time?
Chat.
Chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
1 hour left.
Yeah.
But this, you're going to be serving also.
No, no, no.
Huh?
We have another hour to chat.
An hour to chat?
Yeah.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
I thought that that's what the program was. That's what I ended.
Now it's only 4:25.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm losing my
consciousness. Oh, okay.